WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
American Idol star Carrie Underwood's album, Some Hearts, is number one on the Billboard Country Chart. Martina McBride's album, Timeless, debuted at number one and is now number nine. Our rock critic Ken Tucker was struck by the marked contrast between these two hit CDs and contrasts their appeal.
Carrie Underwood's Some Hearts and Martina McBride's Timeless, two more different CDs cannot be imagined within the same genre. Underwood is the winner of the latest edition of TV's American Idol, that immensely popular spectacle of the talentless judging the overreaching. No one makes it as an Idol finalist without demonstrating a ruthless ability to throttle a melody in its musical crib. Over-enunciation, floridly elasticized notes, and terrorizing emotionalism are the hallmarks of an Idol winner, and Underwood is no exception. I played Martina McBride at the top of this review so that you might not tune away. Here, however, is Carrie Underwood with a singularly repellent piece of schlock country called Jesus Take the Wheel, which portrays a woman in spiritual and physical peril set on, can you guess which day? That's right, Christmas Eve.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the
That's Carrie Underwood blowing her lungs out in the service not of the Lord, but Mammon. This girl is so busy selling her soul to take over the record charts that she barely has time to place the right emotion in the right verse. The result is a blaring hodgepodge of romantic self-pity and self-empowering power ballads. The best of these is the title song, written by an excellent craftsperson of such pop, Diane Warren. By contrast, Martina McBride took a chance in recording Timeless, a collection of old country tunes. McBride has had a solid career going, working in the contemporary country vein of pop-influenced songs. So the eloquent whine of pedal-steel guitars and fiddles that burst forth on this defiantly old-fashioned collection was a gamble.
It don't hurt anymore. Just to think it could be
funny thing is, McBride, a modest, meticulous performer, was probably helped in the consumer acceptance of the CD by the recent influx of far more flamboyant, in-your-face performers, such as country rockers Big and Rich and redneck woman Gretchen Wilson. They crow about their hero worship of older country stars like Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, and thus revive the idea that there's gold in these oldies, such as this one, written by Haggard and Bonnie Owens.
Today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been.
That was Martina McBride making the country safe for classic country music. In her own way, McBride is as shrewd as Carrie Underwood. McBride pads her album of country oldies with surefire crowd pleasers like Loretta Lynn's You Ain't Woman Enough and the Lynn Anderson hit I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. But where Underwood makes it sound as though she's into country music primarily because it was a good counterintuitive strategy as an American Idol contestant, McBride makes her CD sound as though it was music she had to record before her heart burst. It's the fundamental difference between ambition and artistry.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Carrie Underwood's Some Hearts and Martina McBride's Timeless.